Once every 3 years, we take a break when we're in year B. You know, the lectionary readings for Sunday follow a three-year cycle, so we call it A, B, and C. And in year B, we mostly read from St. Mark's Gospel. But every year, for beginning on the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time and for 5 Sundays, we actually read from St. John's Gospel. And not just from St. John's Gospel, but the 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel, which is known as the Bread of Life Discourse. And the bishops have asked us to preach on these 5 Gospels, to preach on the Eucharist, and this follows upon our National Eucharistic Congress that just took place this past week in Indianapolis. And so the opening scene of this chapter begins with the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Jesus multiplies 5 barley loaves to feed 5,000 people. And he didn't feed people merely because he wanted to do something nice for them. He did it because his actions and words are full of symbolic meaning in light of the Eucharist. For instance, Jesus goes up a mountain. Now you may think, well, so what? He's got to go somewhere to pray. But going up the mountain in the Bible, both Old and New Testaments, frequently is used when people want to get closer to God. Moses went up on Mount Sinai, and God spoke to him through the burning bush. God often meets people on a mountaintop. Jesus began to teach the crowd. And so Jesus is therefore a new and greater Moses because he leads them up a mountain, and this time he speaks directly to his people as God, because Jesus is God. There was a great deal of grass there, the scripture says, for it was springtime and Passover was near. And so the people recline. They recline upon the grass before the meal. And that gives us a symbolic association with Psalm 23. He makes me lie down in green pastures, the Good Shepherd's psalm. And to start the Last Supper, Jesus and his apostles do what? They recline at table. So you can see these Eucharistic associations going on in this miracle. And there's more. Jesus feeds the people with a miracle of multiplication with the barley loaves, just as Elisha did in the first reading. And Jesus is therefore a new and greater Elisha. The 12 baskets left over from the multiplication of the loaves are a sign of the 12 tribes of Israel. And as these tribes were dispersed, you know, they didn't stick together, they needed gathering up, being brought together, as in the Old Testament prophecies from Isaiah. And the church then that Jesus is founding is the new Israel. Jesus will feed the entire new Israel, just as God fed Israel in the desert. And the psalm that we sang, the responsorial psalm, the refrain that we sang was, "The hand of the Lord feeds us. The hand of the Lord feeds us." And today, as in Old Testament times in the desert, and as in the New Testament at the institution of the Eucharist, God is feeding us. God does feed us. Wherever the Eucharist is celebrated, a miracle of transubstantiation happens, which is a greater miracle than the multiplication of the bread of loaves, much greater. What does that word mean, transubstantiation? I think that's 6 or 7 syllables. You know, when I was a young priest way back in 1980 in the last century, I learned quickly that I was preaching to people from Parma, Ohio, regular people like people in Willoughby. They weren't seminarians, but you have a tendency, at least I did in those days, to kind of preach using a lot of technical, theological, seminary-type words. And so I said, anytime I use a word that's more than four syllables, I'm going to have to define it so people can understand what it means. And it helps me to understand what it means as well. So what does transubstantiation mean? It means that when the priest says the words of consecration at the Mass, the bread and wine, there's a consecration of the bread and then consecration of the wine, the bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ. The bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ. It's not a symbol, just a symbol, it's the reality of the body and blood of Christ. The bread is no longer bread, but the body of Christ. The wine is no longer wine, but the body of Christ. Jesus is present with us, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. And each week at Catholic Masses around the world, Jesus is feeding billions of people with his body and blood. Today we recline, or we sit actually, and we are taught by Jesus in the first half of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Word, the scripture readings, the responsorial psalm, the homily. And then we are fed by Jesus in the Liturgy of the Eucharist, which is the rest of the Mass to soon come. We can leave here having witnessed a miracle and having truly been fed by the hand of the Lord.